The Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway, at Saturday at 2, is presenting an opera ballet theater of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. And tonight, Juliette Binoche wins what amounts to the Cannes Film Festival's Academy Award for tonight's feature at the Murdoch Theater. Certified copy, one of those character study human relations affairs in which a couple pretty much just wander around Paris and get to appreciate each other. Before Sunrise and Before Sunset are the famous examples, but Certified Copy is the latest from just last year, and it's 7:30 tonight in the Murdoch Theater. The Orpheum at 7 tonight is showing Monty Python's Meaning of Life with the famous bit about the man who explodes at 7. And also tonight at 7, Tallgrass' third Thursday movie, Rebirth, is a documentary about five people whose lives are changed forever over the past 10 years because of September 11th, 2001, as well as the changes that have taken place in the spot where the Twin Towers used to stand. It shows at the Forum Event Center, 147 South Hillside. And tomorrow at 6:30, one of Charlie Chaplin's best features, The Kid, with live orchestral accompaniment, showing at the Prairie Pines Christmas Tree Farm, 4055 North Tyler. And commercially, we have a pretty good comedy in Bridesmaids, starring Kristen Wiig, who also co-wrote and co-produced. Maya Rudolph of Saturday Night Live and Prairie Home Companion is the bride, and the bridesmaids include Rose Byrne, the beautiful, rich, successful sophisticate, Ellie Kemper, the delicate, innocent one, Melissa McCarthy, and Wiig. Others, like the bridesmaids themselves, are also very carefully cast and perform very well. There's an overplus of bad language, but most of Bridesmaids is character comedy and both funny and likable. It's occasionally overdone, as when Wiig finally blows up over her frustrations and when Rudolph finally does the same at Wiig, but mostly it's in a spirit of acceptance of human weakness and well-meaning social errors, as well as some of the fairly harmless idiocies of our American social system. Wiig is a rather surprisingly unsympathetic character, except that her numerous troubles, such as impossibly horrible roommates and a failed business, are at the base of her inability to be tactful with other people who seem to be more fortunate than she, such as will-be newlyweds who really need to be clued in about what they're in for if they wed, you know, the type of things that unhappy people say. Wiig is a great actress of facial expression, and Bridesmaids gets a little tiresome with its close-ups and two shots, but the performance is good enough to reward your patience. The development of McCarthy's role, you may know her from Gilmore Girls on television, but she's new to me, is surprisingly and beautifully revealing of character, one of the best things in the movie. The insane lavishness of the planned wedding seems to be a comment on the world of Sex and the City, but generally Bridesmaids has no axes to grind and is probably a suitable comment on male buddy movies about the nature of gender friendships. I can't judge whether its occasional offensiveness is necessary to that topic, but I wish it had been avoided. But what do women go through when they have to sit through male buddy movies? Maybe Bridesmaids tells me. Jim Erickson, over and out.